You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95 BFM with Penelope Noir.
Ah, good morning, Penelope Noir, here in person for the last one of the year.
Yeah.
Good morning. And we've also got Charlie Cox from Common Equal joining us this morning. Good morning, Charlie.
Morena. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. So I thought I'd invite Charlie up because Charlie works for an amazing organisation. And I want to kind of front it with the fact that when we all go on holiday, we tend to do a bit of a clear out of our wardrobes and things like that. So I thought this would be an opportune time for Charlie to come up and talk about Common Equal. So for the audience, Charlie, can you tell us what is Common Equal?
Common is an organisation that takes dead stock from brands, organisations and individual public donations and recirculates those resources to communities who are in need of quality clothing and who are living in clothing poverty and cannot afford or have the means to purchase quality clothing.
Yeah. Can you tell us who those people might be or those kind of groups?
Yeah, we're working alongside 21 partners at the moment who we provide resources to on a monthly basis. We work alongside Rainbow Youth, Pillars, Victim Support, the Department of Corrections, some other charities, Give a Kid a Blanket. God, I've gone blank. There's a few.
Yeah.
They're more on our website. But yeah, we're working with 21 partners who are supporting people in the community for whatever reason. These are social services that are walking alongside people and working with people every day. And we provide quality resource to those organisations for them to distribute to the people that they're working alongside to enable people to access quality premium clothing.
Yeah. And so how does that work? Like, what are the kind of ways that you kind of, how do you distribute it to those people?
Organisations can directly pick up from us in Eden Terrace, or we ship product essentially to wherever it's needed. We just onboard the organisation and ask a few high-level questions around what they do in the communities that they're supporting, and then from there they're able to access the resource through Common.
Yeah. So that would be like, so a company that has a lot of dead stock that they don't know what to do, it hasn't been able to sell those sorts of things.
Oh, our partners, our brand partners as such, yeah. So I would say every brand is sitting on a level of dead stock, end of life, past season, samples that obviously never make it out to the public and they're never sold. So we take those resources from brands and then recirculate them to where they're needed the most. Yeah,
that's cool. And so how did you get into this?
I grew up, if you haven't already guessed, not in Aotearoa. I grew up in Essex in the UK, and you know, people living in poverty and marginalised communities are really, really prominent there. You kind of don't go anywhere without seeing it. But I kind of realised when I moved to Aotearoa 8 years ago that this country was no different. There are people living exposed to the elements and living beyond, living without their means every single day. And I decided it was at a point in my life where I kind of had realised that I had means and, you know, I was able to actually do something about that and provide people with really premium clothing through a really dignified way. And that's kind of really how it all started. It was, I'm no scientist. It was really just actually how can we get resources that are already here that are potentially destined for landfill or not being used, that are sitting in excess? How can we create a place where people can access those resources in a really dignified way?
Yeah. Because I guess we were talking beforehand and we kind of see, say, like homeless people and we think, oh, well, they've got clothes on. But we don't think about the fact that they've been wearing those clothes, those same clothes for like 6 months or even longer, that sort of thing. And so your organisation is kind of bringing dignity to them and people who are coming out of you know, prison, that sort of thing, you know, that need like new clothes because they may not have, you know, you mentioned that some people leave in their prison clothing.
And I think it, you know, nobody is less than. Everybody deserves to wear and feel good in what they put on every morning. And I mean, there's a huge amount of clothing that's been sent to, you know, landfill every day. And how can we try and take those resources and actually redistribute them to where there is a need and keep them, you know, in circulation, avoid them going to landfill, and actually enable someone to access lovely clothing that they feel great in, that you know, is potentially new to them. It might be secondhand, but it's new to them, and it's a great garment and it's in great condition. And give people that dignity that we feel when we get dressed every morning and present ourselves to the world.
Yeah, because I mean, we all like have kind of a uniform as such that gives us confidence in how we face the day, you know, no matter what that is. And it's just giving them that opportunity to do the same.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're all human, and everybody deserves to feel that, regardless of, you know, the path you've taken in life or your circumstance.
Yeah, and one of the things that I was telling you was recently that I learnt about Ghana and how landfill tends to all be sent to one place. And then if you look up Ghana, I don't know if you've ever looked it up, Johnny, and it's like huge markets of secondhand Western clothing that goes there, and it's in really poor quality, but a lot of it ends up in the water on the seashore, and it's just, it's insane. Like, I've never seen anything like it. You know, and like the amount that's going there could one day end up washing up on our shores, because it's that incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so repurposing clothing is just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And trying to keep it in circulation for as long as possible and avoid, you know, that is really what we set out to do. We know there's a huge amount of excess. We know that brands are sitting on you know, thousands of garments. And there is no legislation in Aotearoa about being able to landfill clothing. So brands can actually still landfill clothing. Nobody knows about it. It's not spoken about. And we're trying to encourage brands to pass, you know, their excess onto us, because there are thousands of people every month that we're supporting that actually don't have the means to access clothing. I would say the landfills here look pretty similar on a smaller scale,
right,
to that shoreline. But how can we prevent and encourage brands that actually the better thing to do here is to pass your clothing on to us, for us to keep it in circulation and in hand, provide people with dignity.
Yeah. So it's not just brands that you collect clothing from. You also collect clothing from, you know, us, the regular people out there.
Yeah.
Yep. And you have a really incredible way of doing this. Can you explain to the audience how you do that?
Yep. So I'm sure everybody has clothing in their wardrobe that they are no longer wearing, or, you know, has done their dash with you, but is still a beautiful piece that somebody else can make use of. So essentially we have a product on our website called the Wardrobe Clearout Kit, and you essentially can purchase this kit and we ship it out to you. It's a prepaid mailer bag that fits roughly 25 to 30 garments in it. We send it out to you. It has a prepaid label on it, and you can just drop it to your local post shop when it's full of your garments that you're no longer wearing. And then that just becomes like any other garment that we receive. So we check it, we repair it if it needs it, we launder it if it needs it. Hopefully you've already washed it, but we launder it if it needs it. And then we make those pieces available to our partners, or they go in our shop or on our website.
Yep.
For us to be able to continue the work we do. So yeah, really, really, really simple. You just go on and purchase it like you would anything else online, and then we send it out to you and you fill it and drop it back to your local post shop.
And it's only $19?
$19 plus your postage.
Yeah, so yeah. And it's commonequal.com is the website to purchase from. And so when people are in need of clothing, how do they come into a store? Like, how does that kind of work? Like, you did say that you had different kind of almost like retail shops around the country for a while.
Yeah. We were running until June this year, we were running community wardrobe pop-ups where we would essentially collaborate with community meals or soup kitchens. And essentially it's like a pop-up retail shop. So it will be in a community space where a meal is being served, and we would enable people to access clothing at the same time that they're accessing food. In June this year, we kind of switched how we operated, but we were operating in 21 locations across four regions until we switched how we operate in June this year. But Yeah, we run, over the last 5.5 years, we've run 427 of those community pop-ups.
That's amazing.
Throughout the country. But now, yeah, we are just providing resource to organisations for them to distribute amongst the communities that they're working
in. And that was because of lack of funding. Yeah.
A massive lack of funding. As I was saying to you earlier, we've never been all that successful in funding, sadly. I think clothing is still a space that is quite misunderstood for many. But yeah, it was becoming quite difficult to manage all of those pop-ups alongside working full-time, but also the reach within those pop-ups, we were obviously only ever reaching the communities that were going there.
Yeah.
So the way we operate now is we're able to access much broader reach of people within spaces, because essentially we're shipping product to wherever it needs to go. Whereas before, we couldn't actually physically get people to some of these more rural spaces or just further than where we could operate for financial reasons, but also shipping product there, having volunteers there, finding a mill that we could collaborate with there. Whereas now we take kind of all those barriers away and we can just ship resource to wherever it's needed.
Yeah. And so if people want to help, you've got a couple of kind of like sectors that you're keen on getting at the moment that you're quite low on.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about those?
Yes, please, love. So at the moment we have no children's clothing and no men's clothing in our inventory at all, which means that actually when we're having requests from the organisations that we partner with, at the moment we're not able to fulfil these requests because we do not have the resources in our inventory. So please, if you have children that are no longer wearing their quality clothing, please consider donating it to us. Also with mask clothing, we have none in our inventory at the moment. And we are also on One Good Kiwi, which is free for anyone to go online and send us their tokens. One New Zealand give away $100,000 every month to 10 organisations, and at the moment for the month of December we are on One Good Kiwi, and the more tokens we get, the more funds we raise, the more people we can reach. For every $30 that we raise, whether it's through our store or in funding, we are able to dress another person from head to toe. So please, if you haven't already, send us your tokens via the One Good Kiwi app and or website.
Yep. Yeah. And then if you can, there's limited pieces online that you can buy, you're saying, like for $30, and that dresses someone from head to toe, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have an online store, and any funds that we raise through there just goes directly back into the organisation for us to be able to continue to provide people with quality clothing. So if you're looking for a new dress for the festive season, please, you know, maybe head over to the website and know for every $30 that you spend there, you enable somebody else to access something that they feel good in, that they feel expresses themselves and resonates with them.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today, Charlie.
Thank you.
Can you remind the audience of your website again, please?
Yes, it is commonequal.com.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Johnny.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep beep.
Beep beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.